The United Nations reported this month that the number of refugees fleeing conflict in Syria has reached 4 million. The UN's High Commissioner for Refugees says that makes Syria the world's biggest refugee crisis in a generation. Without a settlement to the conflict, it warns, the number of refugees is expected to rise to 4.25 million by the end of the year. The UN's High Commissioner for Refugees reported that more than 24,000 Syrians fled to Turkey last month. Already, Turkey is home to the largest number of refugees of any country in the world. Nearly half of all the 4 million Syrians who fled their country now live in Turkey. Most of the rest live in Jordan, Lebanon, Iraq, or Egypt. UN spokesman Adrian Edwards told VOA that conditions for the Syrian refugees in Turkey and the other countries are getting worse. He says that rising numbers of refugees are falling into poverty. He says more of them are really worried about the future.
We're seeing a growing trend in what we call negative coping. That's child labor, begging, child marriages, and worse. If you look at the various countries that these populations are in, 86% of the refugees in Jordan living outside camps are below the poverty line. 55% in Lebanon are living in substandard shelter. There's a huge and growing funding crunch.
Adrian Edwards says the world will need about $5.5 billion in international humanitarian and development aid this year. But only one-fourth of that amount has been received. He says the lack of money is putting pressure on the refugees and the communities where they live. Mr. Edwards says aid groups will have to make cuts in refugee programs because the money to support them is not available. He warns that could mean serious and long-lasting problems for the refugees.
Programs which are incredibly important in the long run, such as education of children, such as health, such as other things, these go by the way. And these have long-term consequences when you have millions of children unable to go to school, unable to get the proper help they need. The risk is that you run into a lost generation of people.
Mr. Edwards says many refugees see no possibility of returning to Syria anytime soon. One result is that many refugees are moving toward Europe and even farther away from their homes. He says desperation is making many of the people risk their lives as they cross the Mediterranean Sea. There, they hope to find work and a new life. I'm Ann Ball. Words in this story. Generation, noun, a group of people born and living at about the same time, usually 20 to 30 years. Crunch, noun, a very difficult point or situation. Consequence, noun, something that happens as a result of an action or set of conditions. Desperation, noun, a strong feeling of fear, sadness, or the loss of hope.